We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Avery Johnson about it. Avery, CBS Sports Analyst, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Avery, what did you think of Miami's offensive performance last night?
It was putrid. It was underwhelming to get off to that lethargic start. I didn't know if they left the hotel or got off the bus. Was that some impersonators to start that game? So it was unfortunate that they got off to a terrible start. Boston looked like they made the adjustments, which the major adjustment was taking care of the basketball, get to the free throw line, which would, you know, disallow Miami to get out in transition and force Miami to play in the half court. But, they were very, very lethargic to start that game.
You watching these playoffs, Avery, the blowouts have been very prevalent. Thus far this postseason, it's been tough to watch. What do you make of that?
I don't know. Is it fatigue?
I don't know.
You know, teams that just, you're supposed to be in shape at this time of the year. I know when I played in Western Conference Finals as a player, you know, it felt like I could run, you know, a marathon. I was in such great shape. So I don't know if they're a little fatigued. Obviously, guys are banged up, but everybody is during this time of the year. Sometimes I think the great neutralizes the three-point shot. You know, it seems like, you know, if a team is making their threes, and Boston didn't really need to make many of them last night, but if a team making their threes, it fuels their defense, it gives them more confidence and more energy. If they're not making their threes, they tend to struggle. So it's significant fluctuations with a couple of these series with teams from game to game. Golden State is down by 55 by – in Memphis, and then they comes back and close them out at home. And, you know, Phoenix gets off to an incredible start against Dallas, and then the next thing you know, Dallas wins and, you know, by 100 points in game 7 in Phoenix on the road. So I don't know if it's fatigue or lack of confidence when teams get down and they can't recover, or the three-point shot, which is the great neutralizer in a lot of these games.
Avery, if the Warriors win this year, what will we say about them?
Well, I think we're going to say a lot about Klay Thompson because he hadn't played in the last 2 years. So we're going to say they need Klay Thompson. But it's just another well-run organization. When you look at the top organizations in Golden State and Miami, you know, obviously the Spurs haven't had the recent success, but overall – if you look at, you know, a lot of those franchises like that over the last, you know, 10 years, you can say they're very well run. Their cultures are good, and they've been very consistent unless, you know, your top two players are out with injuries. But look at the development. I think we're going to also speak to the development of the Warriors. Guys like Kuminga and Moody and Jordan Poole, you know, talk about how the development of those players and how guys have spent time in the G League and now they're playing a significant role on a Western Conference team that's up by, you know, three games to zero.
Avery, how about the resurgence of Andrew Wiggins in the postseason this year? I mean, he's been a good player in the league, but he's been a vital piece for the Warriors here, certainly in this series, no doubt.
Yeah, and it also speaks to, you know, growth and development, patience, a guy that just keeps getting better and better. And it also really speaks volume, you know, about a guy who, was it 8 years ago he goes number one in the draft, and now, you know, he's on a lot of nights, he could potentially be the fourth best player, so it takes a lot of pressure off, that now he can really establish an identity where he could be a defender, a slasher, he can be an offensive rebounder, throw in a three occasionally. Whereas in Minnesota, they were expecting him to be the best player on the team and a superstar, and just wasn't quite ready for it. But now he can play behind two superstars and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and the best backcourt shooting team in history. And Draymond Green, who's, can be a perennial all defensive player, another, champion. And now you mix in some younger guys. So what a perfect turn of events for Andrew Wiggins and at this stage of his career.
Avery Johnson's joining us, CBS sports analyst. Avery, over in the East, Miami, Boston, they've had a lot of lopsided games, but it's still a 2-2 series. Who do you like coming out of the East?
Well, before the series, I picked Miami to win in seven. So I think
we're right on track.
Right on course for that.
Yeah.
Right on track. And you're talking about Jekyll and Hyde in terms of, Miami with Jimmy Butler, who looked like a top five player in game one. And, the last three games, he hasn't scored a combined 40 points, it seems like. So it's just a difference. Jason Tatum, he plays lights out one game and then he'll come back and have six turnovers in another game in one quarter. Marcus Smart, obviously, is in and out of the lineup. He has a great game offensively, in game two. And then Kyle Lowry comes back in game three. So it's just it's been a real roller coaster. You just don't know what you're going to get. So at the pace that we're going now, does Miami win by 20 in game five? Those are the type of trends that we have in this series. So we'll see what team can really see if they can put together back-to-back outstanding performances, which in this case would be the Celtics. But, with the trends of this series, I guess if you're a betting man, Miami would turn the tables and win game five at home.
Avery, locally here with the Cavs, obviously you're very familiar with Colin Sexton. Where do you think they are right now? What's the next logical move? And does Colin have a future here beyond this summer?
Well, I don't know what Colin's situation is because he's, rehabbing an ACL injury. But I do like they took a step forward. When you have a young core like they have in Garland and Mobley, Sexton is still relatively young. I think Kevin Love, experienced guy. I think they took a step in the right direction. But, right now in the Eastern Conference, those teams that, like Cleveland, Atlanta, Toronto, those teams are kind of in one grouping. And then you have the upper tier of the Bucks and, the Celtics, Miami, those teams that are those upper tier teams there. And you don't know what's going to happen with Philadelphia. And the biggest question mark are the Brooklyn Nets. So I think with Cleveland, what are they going to do? What's the next guy that they're going to add to their team? Whether it's via the draft or free agency, that's going to help them take that next step and try to ascend, not just into a play-in situation, but how do you get in conversation with those top four teams? And Boston has done it with development, with Marcus Smart and Brown and Tatum, and drafting well and adding some nice pieces to it, and guy drafting Robert Williams. And so I think I really like what JB Bickerstaff and their team has done to really take a step in the right direction. But sometimes going 80 yards to get inside the red zone, that's when the tough part happens. So we'll see what happens with them in the draft and in free agency.
Avery, I know it's probably a tough question to answer, but what do you think the Lakers need to do to turn things around there in Los Angeles?
Well, I thought, from a coaching standpoint, I thought, trying to hire a coach with some previous head coaching experience, like a Mark Jackson. I think he should have been in play there, but from what I'm hearing, he didn't make the final three. But guys like Darvin Ham, Sam Cassell, you know, a lot of those guys that are, you know, paid their dues as assistants, or a guy like, you know, Mark Jackson could be a viable, you know, viable candidate there. You know, I know they mentioned, you know, a guy like Terry Stotts. He's had some, you know, obviously head coaching experience in Portland. So, you know, some of the names that they have in play there, you know, I like. But I thought Mark Jackson should, I don't know if he interviewed officially for it or not. But I think the biggest question is, what are you going to do with Westbrook? You know, can the new coach figure out a way to make that, make it work with Westbrook on the team? Do they move Westbrook? Don't see them moving LeBron or AD. And then the pieces behind them. You know, you let a guy like Alex Caruso walk. From what we've heard, they decided to trade for Westbrook over Buddy Hield. That didn't turn out so well. So do you run it back and hope and pray that Anthony Davis is healthy? He's been historically injured, and now LeBron's older. Or do you try to make a move? You know, I would try to make a move on that roster, see if you can find a new home for Westbrook, which I think would make sense for both sides.
Avery Johnson, CBS Sports Analyst, thanks so much for the time.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!